Welcome to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Season 3.
Today's episode, Motivation and Friendship, Part 6.
Friendship is very important to motivation. It's so intrinsic that that's how we kind of got like hijacked by the topic. Because it turns out that motivation was like, you know that fish that has the little the fake fish on the end of a tendril or whatever, and then you get close, and then it's just gigantic fish behind it.
Right.
The gigantic fish was friendship, and the little teeny fish was motivation.
Wow. It's such a big part.
Yes, and it's like, I feel like we're not supposed, it's not supposed to be that important to it, because we're supposed to be able to be completely independent, but also ask for help when we need it, but also if we don't get the help, we still also should be able to get it done.
Yeah, just still grind and move on and get it done yourself.
And not a lot, yeah, and if you lack something that's vital and important to you, you're not allowed to let it limit or hurt you in any way, because now you're responsible for it.
Yeah, and there's no one else's responsibility but yours. But that's just such a, I mean, the world anyway just literally promotes isolation, and that's why I feel like it's so scarce to find people who are truly, truly motivated, because it literally promotes and kind of always pushes this isolate, you can do bad about yourself type of thing. And we don't realize, not only
it's a trap,
you have to be it's a trap so that you won't be successful and that you won't be inspired.
It takes a village, and if you are the entire village by yourself,
yes,
it will, you go permanently are not being down. Efficient.
No, it's not efficient. It's not working how it should be. A village, it has multiple parts. And, like, you may be the center of that, obviously, because it's you and your own life. But it's so many moving parts. And you need to make sure every part is working efficiently. Like, make sure your friendships, you're constantly communicating in your friendships. Make sure, you know, if you have to, like, seek outside help outside of that, like therapy or like, you know, your diet, stuff like that. Make sure you got that in order. Like, get your stuff in order. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And it's like with the whole village concept, I was listening to this sociologist once. I don't remember, it was a random YouTube video or random article, but they said something along the lines of the jack of all trades is a sign of an unhealthy society.
Wow.
When people are able to hyper-specialize because they can offload certain tasks onto others who are better suited for it, society as a whole is stronger. But when people are a jack-of-all-trades, that's usually because they're having to do everything, and jack-of-all-trades, master of none.
Mm.
How can you bring the world to its knees? How can you go and be the best XYZ you're trying to be if you also need to be a Uber driver, a maid, a plumber.
Yes, yes.
Like all these 50, you got to be your own therapist. You got to be your own hype man. You got to be your own support system.
Who has time for that? That's too exhausting.
Like, that's exhausting.
But that's what's like literally glorified so much, to the point where if you are not all those things, there's something wrong with you.
It's your fault that you are not motivated. It is your fault that you have not achieved your dreams. Because you should have been motivated to get through it all despite that.
You should have been that person. You should have been your therapist, everything. Every single thing you could think of. You should have been those moving parts. You know, you.
Yeah, and that's like, it's like trying to play wall ball without a wall.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to bounce back.
Bounce it back off of. And that's why you need people, and you need, you know, you need things. And that's so interesting, because I still struggle with that, because I feel like a lot of girls do, like, you know, like, just thinking, if I can't do everything by myself without these people, I'm nothing. And to this day,
I won't get to where I want to be if I can't depend on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because, like, I know for a fact that, like, there are things where, especially as a black woman,
yes,
I am the end of the line. And I have been the end of the line since I was a little kid. Because when things aren't taken care of, but they still need to get done. And you learn real early on that you're where the buck stops. If it gets past you, you suffer. There's nothing, nobody else is going to catch it. And then, yes, that's it's important to have that mentality when you're an adult. But if you're starting out where you never had that safety net, where you had to learn to walk the tightrope without the safety net.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Your tightrope skills is not going to be the best. You're going to be falling a lot because you're going to be so scared of falling that you're going to keep falling.
Wow. And you're going to keep falling until you eventually just stop and then just really hurt yourself and damage yourself. And honestly, and it's okay, like whoever's listening, like if you get to that point, because I've been to that point multiple times where I just completely crash and burn and there's no one to like pick you up after that because you've been just trying to completely do everything by yourself and you have nothing to bounce back off of because you think you can do it by yourself. And sometimes I'll intentionally
because you have people, to do it by yourself.
Yeah, I'll intentionally do it because I feel weak if I don't, if I couldn't accomplish everything I had by myself. And that is so wrong to think. And I'm so upset that we've been conditioned to think that way, that we need to be it, especially as Black women, because Black women, they are, you know, the mother, the maid, you know, the hard worker going to work. You know what I mean? That is what's shown
in social
media. If you're
grieving because your son just got murdered, you need to be out starting a whole new protest
movement.
Organization, movement.
Yes.
Gathering everybody together. Oh, Black women, we always show up. We always go, I am tired.
Yes, I am tired. I want to be a grieving person that's going through things and still be sympathetic. I want people to still feel sympathy and stuff like that. I still want
instead
that.
Instead of high-fiving me while I'm drowning.
Yeah. And pushing me a little deeper, just like, oh, just suffer a little longer. No, I will no longer do that. I will seek help and I'm literally like speaking to myself, but generally you have to tell yourself this, like, I will seek help and it doesn't make me weak. It makes me so much stronger because I'm not going after things that make me weaker, which is like being isolated. That really does make you weaker. So
it does.
It's like so much stronger when you seek that help and kind of get it. And that really inspires you and motivates you to do better.
Yeah, like, I know for me, like, I've got a trigger warning mentions suicidal ideation, but, like, I have a history with suicide attempts. And I can tell you this right now, point blank, period. I would have maybe one attempt that was a half behind attempt when I was, like, 8, because I was stupid. Wow. But I would have maybe one attempt instead of I've lost count if I had ever felt like there was somebody behind me.
I will seek help. It doesn't make me weak. It makes me strong.
Thank you for listening to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Produced by yours truly, Adina Hill. Our podcast is sponsored by the Evalore House, the award-winning nonprofit organization led by our executive director, Cheryl Ann Wadlington. To learn more about the Evalore House, visit us on the web at evalorehouse.org.